So we just got, you guys just left the many doors room, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of rooms with many
doors. Oh, there were so many doors.
There were so many doors.
Several surprise doors that we didn't see coming.
Yes. And some we saw more than once.
Quite a few times, yeah.
That reminds me, I should go make a drink.
Yeah, you just finished yours.
My drink? No, this was pop.
Oh. Yeah, that's what they all say.
That's ASMR.
Sure. I didn't put the actual doors in this door room.
Well, that's because there were 12 of them, right? Or 20 of them.
Yeah. I don't want you guys getting confused.
Were you successful?
I'm already upside down.
Yeah, I think I was.
I don't remember. I never remember the controls for this goddamn game.
Quit spinning!
I'm trying to spread myself out here, and it won't let me do it. Shift. Nope, that's not it.
Hey, quit moving me around. Oh, that was not Boo. I thought that was Boo that moved me around.
Okay, I think I got something. What the fuck was
that? Who's that? Oh, it's what Tommy was his
two
name?
Butts.
Two Butts, that's right. Tommy Doesn't two everybody butts. Have two butts?
No. Especially that summer.
You're missing half a butt.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't have much written down from last session other than cool crying.
You did a lot of half of that those words.
I also wrote down cool crying. And I wrote down churd cannon. I don't know what that is.
You guys are on a mission to destroy the butt trap that stole butts.
Well, I would describe it differently. I would say we're trying to rescue my butt. I don't care if we have to destroy anything. If we can bribe him or just ask him nicely, that'd be fine too.
Okay. Well, the weapon that you have made in Tommy Two Butts,
that's right,
laboratory was the churd cannon.
Oh, and the churd cannon is the destroyer of butt stones.
Yes.
Butt rocks.
Yeah. But marble butts. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we were stuck on the multiple dice.
Places, but right? No, we got out.
You got out, and then I ran out of rooms. So now you guys have the choice of either going up or left.
I thought we already decided down.
No,
I thought we came in from.
That's the one you came in is the down one.
Jerry, you picked one, and I was following you. I believe is how it went.
You did ask me to describe one of the rooms, if that's the one you want to go into. Or not.
All right, let's go north.
All right.
I'm not sure we know which way we're oriented.
Leads.
I don't think we have a compass.
You go to the upper door.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the game paused.
How do I zoom out? Can you? Do you guys remember?
Use the wheel.
I don't have a wheel. I have a.
Well, if you put
it should be a two finger scroll. Pad,
that it just keeps me doing this.
Unclick the character.
Oh, that might be it. Click. How do I unclick?
Click somewhere else.
You might have to change a setting. Well, we had to do right. That before. Okay.
He was right. I was wrong. All right. Cool. That's all. Now I can see Tommy Two Butts.
There is Tommy Two Butts right next to you. And you guys decided to go to the upper door, which is this one.
This one.
Oh, that's a chair.
Forgot to put doors here too.
That's a chair with legs.
Yes, Jesus. Most chairs have legs.
Hachi machi. No, those are human legs.
That's the opposite of an armchair.
I'm so happy that his claps don't come through. I'm so mad.
Oh, I can go home now.
Yes, please.
He is home. All right. It stinks like old hamburger meat in here. Before you can come to appreciate the delicate bouquet, you see five zombies hunched over another rotten-looking figure in a plush chair. It looks like zombies are gesturing accusingly at the figure, which appears to be tied up. You miss a lot of the nuance of the zombies' debate, though, since they're just grunting and moaning. If you wanted this room to be weirder, you're in luck, because these zombies got no butts.
You have no butts! You have no butts! They have no butts!
It's like you're half related to these guys. Some.
All right. Instead of five, I'm doing three. Sorry.
All right. So, retcon.
Yeah, three.
All right. They have no butts! Ask them why they have no butts.
Greetings. Where art thou butts?
That's how you start a conversation?
I've never talked to a zombie.
We are very
normal.
Very insensitive.
I've never talked to a zombie before. I figured I'm the first person to ever speak politely to them.
Dad, always. You're never not embarrassing.
And all of a sudden the ghoul calls out, "Help, I know I'm a ghoul, and this could easily be my thing, but it's not. The zombies think I ate their butts, but I swear I didn't. Help me, please."
So we're helping a ghoul?
Yes.
God. All right. I say we help him.
We're helping the ghoul?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Are the zombies were talking to us?
No, the ghoul was.
Did the zombies talk to us?
The zombies got very upset when the first question they were at, or first thing that you guys said was to ask about their missing butts.
Well, my question mainly is, do they speak words?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I probably don't, you don't want to eat that guy. Ghouls don't taste good.
No, we don't want to eat him. We want him to give us our butts back.
He doesn't know anything about that. What's a ghoul know? Let's just say I know where happens to butts.
And what happens to them?
And I turn around and I point at my butt. Look at this. I'm one of you.
Okay, but that doesn't explain what happened to it.
Well, it wasn't eaten by...
He also ate half of your butt. We don't know that. He didn't.
I'm telling you, he didn't eat my butt.
I don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you. It's been taken...
Why should I trust you?
His half cheek is at a party right now.
Is it?
I think that's where I remember. It was like a hellhole party, kind of, wasn't it? I might be misremembering.
Let's see. I don't left butt cheek, Alyssa. I have written down
because we saw it one day.
The mirror, the broken mirror.
Yeah.
Oh. And what? It was just hanging out.
It was like a party, but your butt was like being left out.
Oh, so it wasn't even being cool.
No, yeah, it's hell for your butt.
Oh boy. So anyway, I know where my butt went, and it didn't get eaten by this ghoul. It was eaten by some fucking rock. I think it's a churd.
What is a churd?
I don't know, but I'm going to kill it. We got some churd gun. We're going to fucking kill this thing and get my butt back.
A churd gun?
Churd gun, yeah. Doesn't shoot churds. It kills churds.
What is a churd?
I don't know, but it's a rock that ate my butt, and it's got to pay.
You know, you're lucky we're not the zombies that like to eat brains, because otherwise we would have passed you up a long time ago.
That's
wow.
Zing of the day. Zing. Well, great, I guess. Ghoul, why should we save you?
Because I'm innocent. I didn't take anybody's butt.
But I'm not sure I need to get involved anymore.
I'd like to help the ghoul.
Why do you want to help the ghoul?
Because he sounds like a A ghoul guy.
Yes, he is a ghoul guy.
I don't know. Don't you think he's kind of cool? Cool. I don't know. I got a good feeling about him. I like the cut of his jib.
All right, Tommy Two Butts steps up.
Oh boy!
And he goes, "All right, listen, zombies. I am the scientist of this dungeon.
Don't listen to him.
Would you shut up? I'm trying to help you.
We got this one, though. I told him that my butt was eaten.
Shut up.
All right.
So we have invented half-butted a companion that said, we have invented the Churn Cannon, which will destroy the trap that ate your butts, and it will return them to you.
Yeah, the butt rock. I said that.
She did say that.
Yes. Maybe so your glasses will be more convincing.
What?
I said maybe because you're wearing glasses, they'll believe you.
Oh, nerd. They might.
I believe them already.
So if you let us pass without harming us, then we'll return to prove that, you know, we did what we said we were going to do.
And if you don't, I'll fucking blast you with these arrows.
You always have to be so violent.
I'm so mad. And
this is a game about creativity, and you're getting so violent. We're not in GTA, some.
I am kind of a drama bomb, and my butt is missing. So I do not have time to be messing around with zombies and ghouls.
No time at all.
So keep moving and get out of the way.
You can at least, as the zombies say, you can at least ask nicely.
I tried that already. And they said I didn't have no brain.
You did not.
I said that the ghoul didn't eat your butts, that whatever ate your butt ate my butt. And so let's get them. And then they said, if you have no brains, is basically what they said. It hurt my feelings.
That wasn't asking politely.
Got you there.
Oh, gosh.
I tried being polite, but apparently butt talk is not acceptable to zombies.
I'm sorry. I didn't know these zombies were adherent to Miss Manners.
They are.
Okay. Well, I mean, Jerry did ask where thouest your buttists, and they didn't seem to like that either.
No. Are you going to ask to pass or not?
I can't pass because I only have half a butt. Gas. Pass gas.
I say we ask to pass. Are we going to help him out with the zombies? We have to fight the zombies?
Depends.
I think let us go, I guess.
Right. Finally you said something nice.
I'm gonna play this tape back. I'm gonna show you how nice I was at the beginning. So nice. So nice. Jerry was so nice. Even you said thou.
I don't know why he thought we were old English, but he did. There's that. All right. So you go through the door on the north or on the upper opposite side of the room.
So what's going to happen to the ghoul as we walk by? So we just awkwardly walk by and like leave him. What are the zombies going to do to the ghoul?
Well, if you don't return in a day, then they're going to eat him.
Okay. So they seem to have taken the deal that Four Eyes was putting down.
Yeah, Tommy, okay. Four Eyes, Two Butts, yeah.
Four Eyes, Two Butts can't lose. All right, well, see you later, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
All right, this next room is going to seem very...
cool.
Bigger than it should be, but that's fine.
Oh, we don't have vision.
Oh, good. You probably don't want to see this one anyway.
Oh, is it graphic.
Pornographic.
Oh, this is a lady. She's taking notes. And she's quite large.
Yes, I told you. How do I get the scale is very, very off.
Is she supposed to be that large?
No, the room is supposed to be pretty big, though.
Oh, you put it as the foreground instead of the background by accident.
Oh.
Doesn't really matter.
That sucks. Yeah, that's not going to matter too much. So everything in this odd-shaped room is white. The walls, the floors, the ceiling, everything. That is except the four doors and a stressed-looking lady seated at a cheap desk writing furiously on parchment. And she's got an inkwell and a quill pen. A second after the door is open, the room elongates until it's 100 feet long. And the lady is on the opposite side of the room.
So she's just like way in the distance.
Yeah.
And what's she doing again?
She's scribbling on a piece of paper.
Oh, okay. A woman of note.
So the room stretched as we were standing there.
The room stretched as soon as the door closed, yeah.
Oh, my. That's a long walk. All right, I start walking because I'm a man.
All right, and she looks up from her desk and says, don't walk any further.
Does the room keep getting bigger?
No, it stays 100.
Okay. Okay.
Greetings. How art thou?
I'm under a ton of pressure to finish writing this part of the dungeon.
Writing this part.
So if you can leave me alone, that would be great.
Of what dungeon?
This dungeon.
The one we're in?
Yes.
What do you mean, write it?
She writes down on her piece of paper. All of a sudden, a phantom hand comes up and slaps you in the back of the head.
Ah, my weakness.
Invisible hands. What was that?
I wanted him to shut up, so I wrote that he got slapped.
Her.
Are you?
I wanted her to shut up, so I wrote that she got slapped in the back of the head.
Who are you?
I'm the writer.
Of the story?
Of the dungeon.
Oh, my God.
Can you?
I'm very stressed out.
Why are you stressed out?
Because I have to finish this before the adventurers get here.
We're the adventurers.
Oh, don't shh. Can we help?
Wait, what?
You? We were just saying, can we help you do whatever it is you need to do before the adventurers get here? And I know Jerry. Shut up!
Adventurers.
She doesn't know.
I mean, he might like us. I mean, we're
no,
pretty nice.
No, she's going to lose her shit.
Maybe she'll help us. Maybe she'll, you know, give us your butt.
She dips her quill back in the ink and says, man, I hope this ink does not run out before she starts writing again.
Okay. We could try to keep the adventurers from coming here.
Give me a persuasion. Charisma check.
Oh, I have minus charisma, don't I? Oh, no, that was for smelling bad and I took a shower.
No, well, that was just disadvantage, yeah.
All right.
You took a hobo bath, yeah.
A hobo bath!
Wait. Do you think charisma makes sense? Because I am lying.
No, you're trying to persuade her to stop right, basically.
Okay. 9.
No, and then she just goes right back to writing.
Okay.
But it did look like she thought about it for a second.
Thought about letting us help her keep the adventurers away.
Or just stop writing in general.
You try something, Dad. She's not listening to me.
Greetings.
You tried that already. Try something different.
Wilt thou let us pass? What are we trying to get?
No, I have to write this.
We are the editors, and we have come to see what you are writing and seeing if it's any good for our publication.
All right, give me a charisma check.
Oh, I hope my charisma is as good as Max.
I hope you can read.
Where's charisma? Okay.
You don't have any negative charisma. So.
Just normal?
I don't have any negative either. It didn't help me. That's worse!
No, you're not the editors. I know the editors. You're not them.
Well, no, maybe we're the editor.
You must be the adventurers that I've been waiting
for. Oh, no. She's gonna be in a panic now. Oh, God damn it.
I thought that lie would work. I mean, I'm pretty good at looking for capitals and punctuation.
You're pretty good at saying greetings.
Well, you know, it's a good way to start the conversation. Initiative. How do I roll?
You want to put us into combat?
I'm trying to figure.
If you right click and hit the little sword and shield, it'll put us in.
Well, let me zoom in. This picture's so damn big.
Me. All right.
And did is there a character sheet for the woman, the writer?
I did not make one. Did I?
There's not one on the.
I did not. But you I can do it really quick.
Or, I mean, you have one in front of you. You just have to roll initiative manually, I guess. Or do all the rolling manually.
No, I'll just, like I said, I can do it.
Kier. I blame you.
It's not my fault. No.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nine. That was definitely not a nine. That was a six. Oh, I get plus three to initiative. That's why. Do you like how my dice is has tiger print on it? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, we should pay for that. Okay, so who is up first?
All right. Okay, what do you hit with this person? Oh, geez.
All right, you know, since I put the picture in the foreground, I'm going to move all your characters to the left so we can see how much they advance. That makes sense?
Yeah. Right. So we're 100 feet.
Right. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to initiate mage armor.
Can you put the... Oh, so the rider is still over... Oh, I see what you're doing.
Okay. The rider's at the top, yeah.
All right.
But I can move her over too.
I can hit her from here, just so you know, because I have the bow.
Okay.
No, I was talking to and I think I broke my sword.
No, you don't have your bow anymore.
Oh, I broke my bow?
You broke your bow, not your sword.
Can I turn my sword into a bow?
No.
No, that was mean.
You deserved it for some reason.
No, I didn't. I tried. I probably tried to not do it, and you were like,
"You tried to hit a crystal orb with a wooden bow several times."
But I feel like there was a good reason. Oh, I do see this minus longbow. God damn it! I meant to say long sword, but I said longbow.
Longbow. All right. I put on mage armor. That's what the first thing I do with my attack, and I don't know how to do that with this magic. How do I How do I initiate this attack or whatever? I don't really know. I don't think I've never used an armor.
Yeah, I don't know either. Give me a second. I gotta grab the book really quick.
Okay.
I'm assuming mage armor, if you roll, then you get more armor.
I mean, we're fighting the writer of the book. I figure we should be pretty armored.
I don't know, man. I'm still upset about not having my longbow.
Your long dong.
Mage armor. You touch a willing creature who isn't wearing armor, and a protective magical force surrounds it until the spell ends. The target's base AC becomes 13 plus its dexterity modifier.
All right, so you want to just use that on yourself?
Yeah.
I know it says to a willing creature, but you're a willing creature.
I'm very willing.
All right.
So you said dexterity?
13. So it's your. So you would be at. So it's 13 plus it's. So your armor class would then go to 15. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. The spell ends if the target dons armor or if you dismiss the spell as an action.
You said 13?
15. It's 13 plus your dexterity modifier. All right, that's your turn then?
Yeah.
Unless if you want to move forward.
No, I'm very, very afraid of this godlike lady.
All right. Tiger, Sumsum, your turn.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
So you made us roll initiative. Is there, like, is would it be a waste of an action or maneuver to try to stop the combat, or should I just take the combat as it's happening now?
It's happening.
Okay. I'm going
to
start.
You both had a chance to persuade her out of this, and you both failed. So.
Okay. And she looks, she's mad.
She looks just as panicked as before, but now she's writing even faster.
Okay. So when in her, like, the way she's attacking is her. Or like getting ready to attack, it looks like she's going to do it by writing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Boo, what should I do? My inclination is just to start charging at this woman because the only thing I could do is hit her with a sword. But also, I feel like that's kind of stupid. But also, what else am I going to do?
Honestly, there's not much. This is the writer of the story. She's the god. I don't think we're going to win this fight no matter what we do.
All right. I'm going to just start sprinting towards that end of the room. But I don't have my sword out. You know, like it's not like a rallying, like I'm going to hit her as soon as I get down there, but I need to get close to her.
No, that was under Boo's role. Should have been under.
Maybe because you had him.
Yeah. So. All right. So she starts scribbling furiously.
How far did I get up there?
What's your movement speed?
30 feet.
30 feet. So you got 30 feet.
So it's only, so that works as 30 feet per turn?
Yes.
I can't exert myself to go further or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you might be able to in other ones, but I'm not going to.
Okay. I mean, because you could in Star Wars. That's the only reason why I ask. I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I'm at second level, right?
Yeah.
Action surge. You can push yourself beyond your normal limits for a moment. On your turn, you can take one additional action on top of your regular action and a possible bonus action. Once you use this feature, you must finish a short or long rest before you can do it again. I'll do that this time.
Okay, so you're going to run up.
So I'm at 60.
Where the hell did you go?
No say.
Oh.
I'm assuming I went back behind the screen maybe by accident. No.
How do I get rid of that? All right, I'm just going to get rid of the the picture.
I mean, if so, when you open up, when you configure the room, there should be two lines, one
yeah,
for foreground.
Yeah, put it on the bottom.
Yeah, but just copy and paste it. Just go in there and Command A and Command C and V. Because it's just a directory. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, okay, whichever. Now it's a lot smaller.
Where the hell is it?
We're up in the top right corner. Or that's where it was for me anyway.
Can't see shit.
I'm still not on the map, so you might have to put me back
I can't see the map at all.
You might have to recenter it. I don't know how you do that. Did that do it?
No, because I took away the picture. I still can't see anything. Yeah, I don't know where it all went.
Oh, here. Let me try talking. No.
Oh. Well, because you weren't on the map, right?
No. Apparently not. You could put me in there a second time, but you can't even see where anybody is.
No.
I don't. If you zoom way out, maybe you could see it. I mean, I can see it all.
No. No, I've been trying to scroll out with the wheel and nothing.
Well, we don't particularly need it.
Boo, can you see anything?
No, it's all just gray.
I mean, I could see gray, but I can see characters too.
I can't even see my characters, but
maybe because you're way zoomed out or way zoomed in, one or the other. You can't see the grid?
No.
You can try refreshing. That's the only other thing you could do.
Okay.
I just refreshed and I can see the grid.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Boo disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm still here. I restarted, so I was zoomed out, but
okay.
Hey, that's me.
I'm in here.
Is this other oh okay, you deleted it. Yeah. So I should be a little bit more than halfway.
Yeah. Okay. And was it D12? All right, for the next two rounds, 5-foot diameter chunks of the ceilings fall at regular intervals.
Ah.
Pretty much making the room an entire giant game of whack-a-mole. Each round, a random character is targeted by a smashy bit and must succeed on DC dexterity saving. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said 15.
Wrong okay. Right now.
So now that it is the Tiger, you're not in the initiative anymore? For some reason?
Oh, probably. You must have accidentally deleted my character.
Yeah,
can you? You might. Can you just set my initiative to what it was before?
I don't know.
All right. That's fine.
Well, because you guys are both NPCs.
Yeah.
PCs. So.
Well, that's not how it goes in D&D, but we can just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that it's the writer's turn, she decides to drop a boulder or a part of the ceiling on, random. So. Tiger, you're 1 through 10. Boo, you're 11 through 20. All right.
I can't see it.
and Tiger.
All right, so it hits me. So I have to do.
You have to do a dexterity saving throw.
All right.
Dexter it.
Nice.
Four.
Oh no, four. I thought it was 18.
Seven.
No. All right. So what happens to me? Do I get special powers?
No.
That's dumb.
Dumb.
So you take two damage.
And I believe. I think I have written here that I was at 11.
No, it says you're at 13.
Okay. So I was at 13, and you said minus.
I already gave it to you.
I'd like to write it down too.
Oh, okay. Minus two. Sorry.
All right.
I guess I should have added Tommy Two Butts into that too, but whatever.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He's going to run up next. And let me see something.
Wait, it still says 13 on mine.
Yeah. Oh, you were at 15. I'm sorry. You had the long rest.
Oh, okay.
So it's what? Because I took off two. You should be at 13.
Should be at 13.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see something about Tommy Two Butts really quick. To do 30 feet, so he's not going to be up. So Tommy Two Butts just runs up 30 feet and hunkers down.
Hunkers.
Boo.
Hunkers. Are you fucking kidding me?
Cure, it's your turn.
All right. Can I hit her with a frost blast?
Oh, what's the range on you?
Give me 1 second.
So the ray of frost, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It says 30 feet under my
60 feet.
Okay.
So you cannot reach.
I can't reach with that?
You cannot reach with it. No.
You're 100 feet away.
My God. All right. I run to the left and hide. Try to hide anywhere.
Great.
There's nowhere to hide, but you can run to the left.
I run to the left.
All right.
Useful as always.
Shut up.
I'm just going to continue to run.
To the left?
No, towards, you know, the enemy.
All right, so you're about 10 feet away?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do a D6 this time.
That's for some other thing that we don't know about. No,
it's
yet.
For the ceiling, but I forgot to include Tommy Two Butts in the last one. So,
okay.
So, Tiger's 1 through 2, Boo's.
You could probably just roll a D4 or D3. Try 1D3.
No.
What?
And I don't know why I'm.
No, you put the slash on the wrong side.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Tiger, you were going to be second.
It hits me again.
No, it was going to be Boo. Tiger was 1-2, Boo's 2-3 or 3-4.
Oh, dexterity roll.
Yeah, give me a dexterity save and throw.
Just normal, right?
Yeah, there's only one way to roll it. 18. All right. You successfully dodge out of the way.
Hooray!
And then with that, all right. Got another trap coming in.
Oh, no.
The writer throws a portal at the party. Each creature in the room must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or be teleported back to the room, or the beginning of the room. All so, right. Everybody give me a dexterity saving throw.
All right.
God damn it. My rolls are terrible.
Set dexterity, right?
So, Boo rolled a dexterity ability. Is that different?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, let me try rolling a dexterity ability. And
see. I'm sorry. I just saw the first dexterity. So I didn't even know there was two.
Yeah, there's dexterity save, dexterity check.
Well, that's my fault.
Let me see. Mine's the same. I don't know if they're all the same or not.
I assume it's the same because your dexterity is going to be the same. Right?
I have no idea. I don't know if maybe for some reason you get...
Yeah, mine's it's the same. It's the same on each one of my rolls. All right. It's the same. I just looked at it.
Okay. So, here and Tommy Two-Butts stay the same. Ari Strombo is teleported back to the beginning of the room.
Well, good thing Jerry saved all of his progress so far.
Tommy Two Butts decides to run 30 more feet.
Is he even equipped with a weapon?
Yeah.
His butt?
The churd cannon.
Oh, no, he's got
he doesn't have the churd cannon.
He's got
Who
the
does chan- have the churd cannon?
What do you do?
Oh my god.
Probably but Jerry god. Has it.
I have to carry everything.
Well then give me the churd cannon.
Fine, take it. I toss it to you.
Alright, I have the churd cannon.
Do an athletic, to an athletic check.
Is there athletics? No, it would be you don't think it would be dexterity instead?
No, I think it would be athletics.
It would be athletics or is it strength?
Athletics. For Tiger to catch it, it'd be athletics.
I don't think that's right.
Why would it be dexterity? Oh, it doesn't matter. You got it.
Because it's a
nat 20. You catch it by the trigger before you slam it onto your back like a really cool person.
Oh, nice.
Where your bow used to be.
Bow? Oh, my bow? Okay.
Yeah. So now it is Kira's turn.
Okay. I don't know what to do with this person. I'm not any closer to her, right?
So no, because you just ran straight.
Because you didn't move closer.
I didn't know. She seems like she's massive. I run towards her.
All right. Okay. You can only go. I think your movement's 30 feet too.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty typical movement speed.
No, I see it on his sheet.
Oh, yeah, 30 feet. Yeah, I see it. Okay, so Ari is 100 feet away. Kira is 70 feet away. And Tommy Two Butts is 40 feet away.
Two Butts!
So, Ari, Strombo, it is your turn.
Well, what's the range of the churd cannon?
Now, I will tell you this. The churd cannon can only be fired once.
All right. Yeah, I'm not. I don't. My butt. So I guess I will run 30 feet again.
All right. So now you're at 70 feet?
Yeah.
All right. The writer's turn. Oh, it's the portal again.
Oh, great.
Everyone's got it. Dexterity saving throw.
From all of us?
Yep.
My God.
All right. Kira is the only one that is transported back to the beginning of the room.
Who wow. is?
Kira.
Okay.
Tommy,
wait, what did I even roll?
You rolled a 21.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. So Tommy Two Butts runs up 30 feet. He is now 10 feet away. And decides to swing with his javelin.
A javelin!
Is that how you use a javelin? Well, javelin to me sounds like a ranged weapon.
Yeah, but you can also hit someone. It's like a okay. spear.
All right. Okay. But he probably could have used it earlier, I guess.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
All right, he hits. Over. Ooh.
Ooh.
Does he do damage?
6 damage. Yes, 6 damage.
To who?
The writer.
Yes.
6.
All right. And now it is Ari's turn.
Sumter.
Oh, I forgot my name. I forgot my name and character. Okay. I will move 30 feet forward.
Okay.
Won't see that coming.
It'll be at 40 feet then?
Yep.
Cure, your turn.
I move 30 feet forward.
Oh, okay. So you are at 70 feet. All right. Magic orbs appear, buzzing around the room and flashing psychedelic patterns. People. All right. Everybody give me a wisdom saving throw.
I'm sure I have great wisdom.
The zombies did say you were brainless.
Wisdom.
What do they know?
Right. Uh-oh. Ari Strongbow is the only one that did not pass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what? They go insane?
No.
Did I get cool powers?
All right. So you can't take reactions until the end of your next turn.
That's fine.
On your turn, you cannot move.
Oh.
And it uses its action to make a melee or range it. If you can't do it, then you don't do anything.
You cut out. Use it a melee or what?
You can do melee or range attack as long as someone or another creature is within range.
Yeah, well, no one's within range.
So you got hit with the confusion ray.
Oh, great. I'm confused. I'm so confused.
All right, so it is Tommy Two Butts' turn.
Tommy Two Ducks.
He's going to have to bail us out.
Right?
Right. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, he missed widely with his javelin.
His javelin.
Not so widely that he hurt himself, right?
No.
Okay. That's good.
He grabbed onto one of his cheeks thinking he might have pulled a glute.
It's very butt-centric.
I mean, he does have two butts.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's double the chances of pulling a glute.
Yeah.
All right, that makes it Kira's turn.
No, Kira's turn.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because that works like that.
I'm sorry. What's my range now? Am I in range yet?
You're at 70 feet.
So I move up another 30 because that's a 50. You're a 30 feet shot, right?
Yeah. So you'll be at 40.
Okay. You'll be at the same distance as me.
Cool.
Are you going right next to Ari?
Sure.
All right, then. Tiger, roll the d20.
Of what? Oh, I guess it doesn't
matter.
You gotta
roll the d20 because he walked up next to you.
What? I don't know what this rule is. Oh, that's great.
Because you were confused, you would strike anything that came with
range to you. Oh, I didn't realize.
He came up next to you.
I didn't realize. So that's an effect of the confusion ray.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm very confused, and I'm one might say critically confused.
Yeah, actually, so you got so confused when you swung your miss, you fell over. Now you're prone.
But I didn't hit anybody?
You did not hit anyone.
Okay.
Well, it's like you swing at something so fast, so hard that you just like spun around.
And yeah. You fell out. Right. I guess I would be confused if I swung because I'm nowhere near anybody.
Well, he was within range.
Yeah, I get the effect happened, but I would have to be confused. Okay, it's my turn. I can't do anything, and I'm laying down anyway. Can I get up?
Yeah, I'll let you get up.
Oh, gee, thanks God. No,
so fasty.
He's looking his book in a way to punish me.
All right. Now it is the writer's turn.
Great.
Uh-oh. Magic orbs appear again. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, I'm confused for another turn.
All right, Tommy Two Butts is the only one that is not confused.
Well, that's actually helpful.
No, well, on a save and throw, who does a tie go to?
I don't know. You're the dungeon master. Also, you listen to a lot of Adventure Zone.
Well, they're doing something different.
Well, they were doing.
They were, yeah.
You have music
who playing? Wins? Who wins ties? One, the attacker. Two, the one making a save. Three, the one rolling a check. Four, stays a tie.
Okay, so Ari Strombo stays confused again.
Yeah,
everyone else is fine.
Yeah,
everyone else is fine.
All right, Tommy Two Butts takes another whack.
So I guess it's 12 that I had to beat.
Yeah. Right.
I rolled a 12. Or did I? Is that my second roll? Whatever.
That was the one where you were trying to see something, I think.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
All right. After that, so Tommy Two Butts comes up with his javelin and stabs it right through the face.
Through her face?
Yeah.
Was she pretty?
Good Lord.
She was the sexiest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
He removes the javelin and the body just falls limp over the table.
Oh, she was so sexy. Oh, but I'm confused, I guess, still.
I mean, you would be.
The room appears back to the way it was before.
Which was just white?
Just white.
Well, I'm glad we were able to solve this peacefully.
Tommy Two Butts, that was particularly brutal.
Well, you guys weren't fucking doing anything.
I know, but...
She was very far away.
She's going to have a closed casket. You ran the exact opposite
direction.
I was trying to dodge.
The room is empty except for this desk.
Oh, no, well, and the orbs.
That means I got a lot of space to room. I got a lot of space to work with. I just picked one direction.
You're a terrible warrior.
And the portals.
You don't have the chird cannon, do you?
I do not.
Oh, thank God.
Shut up.
Nothing would ever come of that if you had it.
Yeah, well, I have the chird cannon. So let's lick tits.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Tommy Two Butts rubs the blood off of his spear or his javelin on her clothes before going through the top door.
I'm sure there will be no ramifications from having killed the writer of the dungeon.
No, dude, they were cool. Everything's cool. We're cool.
All right, break time.
All right.
Lunchtime.
What's this gift that Pooh sent? Oh, Oh, it's Judge Judy.
Checking her watch.
I was late. It's cold in here.
Feels good, doesn't it?
No, it was cold all day.
Yeah, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah, fine. Is that a sippy cup?
Yeah.
It's the only way to drink Tenhai.
Is that a thermos?
Oh.
It stays cool.
All right. Glad you guys finally got around to this room.
Supported on Patreon. What the?
What?
Oh my God.
Well, what do we have here? Let's take a look. Some kind of designs carved in a relief on the floor. From above, you realize that these designs are actually dozens of tiny hallways connected. Some have Teen's treasure chests, while others have tiny traps that would have trouble catching a mouse. But it's not mice these traps are. Sorry, that was a note to myself. Shouldn't have read that part.
So this is a carving on the ground?
Yeah, it's like in, it's like recessed into the ground.
So but they're not actually walls.
It. What?
We're not. They're not like walls. They're like, it's like a carving on the floor.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, you know that game that we played on the Oculus? Where they're like tiny, like rooms and stuff, and like with walls built up.
I think it was an assumption that those were actually walls.
So, well, I mean, sometimes there were walls, there were doors and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this room is filled with a top down view of a minuscule scale dungeon. An adventuring party comprised of a tiny cleric, a tiny fighter, a tiny rogue, and a tiny wizard cheerfully slog their way through the tiny dungeon. It's really adorable.
Oh, so we're watching, like, it's like a dollhouse almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So lying on the stone floor outside the minuscule dungeon, several carved wooden figurines. A green dragon, an ogre, a spider, and a zombie. The door on the opposite side is locked.
So one of these spiders is supposed to be a zombie.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
My God.
Not it.
Duh.
What?
I don't know. It's just the picture of the zombie's cool. Duh. All right.
What do you guys do?
Well, this is strange. The adventurers, they're made of wood too.
They're just little figurines, yeah.
Okay. But they're moving on their own, or they're just. It's just.
Yeah, they're moving on their own.
Are they doing magic?
I mean, they're walking along the dungeon.
Well, this is strange. Do you think it's magnets?
It's probably magnets. I still can't figure out how to get myself not upside down.
So as you sit there watching and...
Okay.
You see the tiny party walking around. You just see them, you know, open doors, check things out. You know, not really doing much. And then they get to a room with a treasure chest. They take what's inside, and then they go to the last room.
Do they have all their butts about them?
Yes.
Okay.
They look very confused, as there's no, you would think that there's a final boss or something to fight. Then they walk through the door at the end, and then they just reappear at the beginning.
Oh, I feel like this is maybe portentous.
Foreshadowing? No. There's no writer to this game anymore. There can't be any good foreshadowing.
Well, maybe it's just looping. So they keep doing it, or they're at the beginning now?
They're at the beginning, and they still look very confused.
Can we talk to them?
You can try.
Hey, do your thou thing.
Greetings! Art thou made of wood?
They just keep walking through the tiny little dungeon.
I don't think they understood me.
Are they repeating the exact same thing? Or they do it differently
like
every
pattern?
Time?
They
do it. Like the underpants gnomes?
They do it differently, but you know, if you look, they can only do it like two times. So then they're, you know, they can only do like a couple different routes.
Okay. Oh, I see. And then they get to the end. And do they ever battle the things in the corners?
No, there's nothing in the final room for them to battle.
Okay. I think maybe we should make them a battle. So let's toss a spider in there. So I'd like to, can I pick up the spider? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to put the spider in front of them.
Put the spider in the final battle room?
Yeah.
Okay. So they eventually make their way back there again. They get the spider and you see him fighting it, and you see rays of frost and magic missiles, sword swinging and arrows.
Oh, flying. It's a big spider?
It's a giant. Yeah, it's a spider that's bigger than that.
Oh, no. I thought it was a small spider. They would just have to step on it.
No. Though, after a while, they do defeat the spider. And they're all happy. And they go through the door. And they reappear at the end.
Oh, no.
The beginning again.
God.
And they just look so tired. Just so tired. And they're like, they've been doing this for 1,000 years, and they just kind of like want it to end.
All right. Can we destroy one of the figurines? I'd like to take one and, like, I don't know, burn it. Maybe the zombie one?
No. So any attempt to take it outside of the board game makes it disappear and reappear right back on the field in the corner.
All right. Well, should we just keep putting one by one these characters in there? I feel like if we put them all in there at once, they'll get destroyed, which on one hand, I'd like to see, because that sounds fun. On the other hand, I think this is, I don't know, representative of something that might happen to us. So, no opinion?
I don't know. I don't know if you should light them on fire.
Well, it didn't work anyway. So, I guess that didn't come back to bite us. Now, I wasn't trying to light the characters on fire. I was trying to light the bad guys on fire.
Mm. I mean, I have no idea what we're supposed to do here.
Okay. Okay, I'll put the zombie in at the end.
Put the zombie in at the end? All right. So the adventurers make their way over.
Yeah, zoom this fucking thing.
And they start battling again, and it's a little bit more hairy than the spider. It's a close call, but eventually they do defeat the zombie.
Okay.
They walk through that final door and reappear at the beginning again. and they look even more tired and even more upset.
Fried spiders.
Well, I think eventually, I don't know. On one hand, I think that the solution might be, if there is a solution, would be to just one by one put all of these bosses in there until they're all defeated, and then they'll be able to go through the door. However, I don't want them to die.
I say we just keep throwing bosses. I don't know. I'm kind of confused on the puzzle here.
Okay.
I think you might be right.
Then I guess we just keep doing that.
Okay. Which one do you put in there? The ogre or the dragon?
Let's do dragon. I like dragons.
Dragon?
Dragon. Yeah, they're going to get obliterated. They're going to get obliterated by this thing.
They walk into that door and they see a huge dragon, and you can tell they shit themselves.
Yeah. Can we smell it? We hear tiny little farts.
Tiny little farts. And how scared they are. They try to run away, but the slam shut behind them, locking them into the room.
Can we reach into it now?
You can try.
All right, I'm going to try to reach in and take the dragon out.
As you do that, he hits you with his tail.
Ow.
Giving you one injury. So you lose one health. So you are down to 12?
That's what I have, yeah. Did you do it digitally?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't help but watch this fight as it happens, and they put up a good fight, but slowly, one by one, the adventurers die.
Great.
The dragon roars in victory. You see a tiny little chest pop open on the game board, and the door on the opposite side.
Well, yeah.
What?
So the door unlocks when they get defeated?
Yeah. You had to put them out of their misery.
All right.
Wow.
Does that mean
they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years? They just wanted it to.
See? I told you we should have just burned them all.
I tried burning. It was not something you could do.
I told you we had to just burn them all.
You say a lot of things. But that doesn't help us.
I mean, it opens the door.
Oh.
And a chest popped open.
All right, I'll open the chest, I guess. Or what's in the chest?
All right. Inside is an unbelievably tiny wand of magic missiles.
Oh, great. What do you do with this?
It works normally, but a character has a 50% chance of losing it each time it is used or put away again.
Ugh.
A detect magic spell can help find it.
All right. Mine.
Yeah, you can have the magic crap.
You already have a magic missile spell.
Why can't I have more?
Yeah, is magic missile, is that you can only use it once?
I think you have to prepare.
You can't hold your children with nuclear arms.
That doesn't fit here. Is magic missile one of his prepared spells?
I think so, yeah.
What are your prepared spells?
Magic missiles, burning hands, and
mage armor.
Oh, so you can't even benefit from having it.
I could have two of them.
But you can't use two of them.
Can't I?
What would you use two of them for?
Missiles.
I don't know, Annie. Can you?
I misunderstand that because I am under the impression that I can only use magic missile either once or three times, depending on if I use the other spells. So if I have an additional magic missile, does that mean that isn't that like separate from my prepared spells, or is that like counted in there?
I don't know. I don't know how many times you can cast spells that you've prepared.
I think we talked about this. I think I can cast either one spell three times or all three spells once of my prepared spells.
If you have a prepared spell of your three prepared spells, because you've used with your mage armor. So you can use two more of your prepared spells.
And it can either be two magic missiles or a magic missile and
something else, or it doesn't have to be magic missile at all.
But
you just have three prepared spells that you can use three times.
Right. But in that chest there was a magic missile of some sort, right?
It was a wand of magic missiles.
So I can't have that for whatever reason? Does that
you can oh. have it, but it's a finite, it has finite charges.
But
right.
Oh, but so you can use it because you could run out of magic missile.
Right. I only have like two shots of magic missile. How many shots does this thing have?
You don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was just kind of curious.
Yeah, like, then you can have count. It. I thought if you prepared it, you could use it unlimited times, but I guess we talked about that and I didn't remember. Or didn't understand. Or didn't care. Pick one. All right, here we go. Marching along. Right. I don't like what that portends for us.
We're fine.
It's worrisome.
No, we're fine.
All right, so you walk through the door and you come to a hallway that seems oddly familiar.
Oh, great. We're at the beginning again.
Yep, it's definitely been here. You've definitely been here. You remember on one side it was the evil mage?
Which we conquered.
You conquered, but he was really cocky.
Mm-hmm. It's not so cocky.
And on the
now.
Other side, it was the butt trap.
Which we conquered.
Which you conquered.
Wait, no, we didn't. I shoot it with the chard cannon.
You have to go in there first.
Oh.
God, shoot and ask questions later, right?
Listen, I am feeling lopsided for most of this day, and it's not great.
Oh, man, that's funny. You're a funny man.
I'm not a man. I am a teenager, a teenage woman, not quite a girl and not quite a woman.
Not quite ravioli.
Huh?
So you walk into the room and Tommy Two Butts goes, oh my God, there it is. There's the thing that I've been wanting to destroy for so long.
Yeah, no shit. It took my butt. I'm not going to forget it.
It gave me an extra butt.
Is it mine?
I say you return my teenage daughter's butt.
Who are you talking to?
I don't have it.
Who are we talking to?
Tommy Two Butts is saying this.
Oh, I got confused. Where are we?
So what? Do I got to shoot it?
I assume so.
So is this... Who said that? That was Tommy Two Butts? He doesn't even know? I thought he had the plan. I thought you had the plan.
I thought
there was a plan.
I didn't even make the gun. You guys had to make the gun.
Yeah, but you had the gun plan.
I had parts of the gun laying around. I didn't know how to put them together.
So where am I supposed to shoot it? In the butthole or the butt cheek?
I don't know.
I thought you were smarter. I thought you were an absolute genius.
I don't know why you thought that.
Because it was in your character description. Go ahead. I don't know
who told you that?
It's just, you just looked like it.
Well, that's what you get for making assumptions, you ass. Sorry, you half of an ass.
Good one.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Well, then let's see how this chard cannon works.
Okay, so you pull the trigger.
I pull it out, and I'm looking at it, and is there like any way to look at, is there like, there's, I don't know, is there like a target or something? Any help? Is there any markings that offer any sort of help?
There's definitely some kind of home and beacon signal.
On what? The cannon?
Yeah.
It was it like beeping?
Yeah, and it's going around.
Like a metal detector?
Like a heat-seeking missile.
It just looks like it would...
It's a home and beacon lock.
Okay, so I'm just going to just pull the damn trigger then.
All right. So you pull the damn trigger then. And a big thing flies out of the front of the chird cannon. And it hits the butt trap. And it's destroyed. All the imprisoned butts within fly back to the...
You got your butt.
Celestial lights automatically...
You broke out right there. What was the last thing? Celestial lights...
Yeah, you're going to have to read that whole thing again.
The butt trap is destroyed. All the imprisoned butts fly back... Within it, fly back to their own butterfly in a river of celestial light and are automatically restored.
Did he break up for you too again?
Yeah, he said that they all came out like butterflies, pun, in a celestial light and go back to their owners.
Are automatically restored
to me. So did Tommy two... Why are we going to call him Tommy One Butt? That doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No, he still has two butts.
Oh, no. He's going to be pissed.
He was two butts all along.
So I look down at my butt and it like comes back to life. It's like... And I am instantly happy, and I look over happy at Tommy Two Butts. We both... What?
What did he do?
Like, yeah. Like, I was going to describe it like, do you remember...
Is that a fart?
No. No. Well, yeah, it's like a reverse fart, which I imagine would be the same sound. Because the butt cheeks are still moving, right?
Or that's disgusting.
Well, women fart too, Dad.
No, they don't. Not in Dungeons and Dragons.
Tommy Two Butts looks down at Sum-Sum's butt and goes, "Oh God, it doesn't look any better than it did before."
It's so juicy, and I start twerking.
Tommy Two Butts throws up.
No, he doesn't.
He throws up.
He's aroused.
He pukes.
He's got.
But he's aroused when he pukes.
He's got a boner.
He's got a boner, man.
Wait.
No.
But
no, he doesn't.
Okay, fine. I'm moving past the boner. Can we look at his butt and realize he's still got two butts?
Yeah.
I gotta imagine he's pretty disappointed.
No, he actually likes having two butts.
What?
He likes having two butts.
But I thought that he had said he was trying to get rid of the other butt. Did I misunderstand something?
Yeah, no, you understood him perfectly, but he was just messing around with you. He was just trying to give you some confidence to pull the trigger.
Your motivations are unclear, Tommy Two Butts.
I was born with the name Tommy Two Butts, but that wasn't a nickname.
Huh. This makes sense now.
Yeah. It'd be very weird if I was named Tommy Two Butts, but only had one butt.
Yeah. You would have lost your defining characteristic. Because you're also not a genius anymore. So what else would you have?
Well, look who's talking over there. These zombies didn't call me brainless.
What do they know? So, oh man, do we got... Oh, yeah, now we got to go back to the ghoul, those zombies, and see what their butts are like.
You don't have to.
I don't really care, but at this point, I've gotten everything I wanted. So, I have not progressed. I just got my butt back.
I mean, that's a progression. That's a sort of progression.
So... Now where to go?
So we should probably take Tommy Two Butts back to his lab.
Does he need our help?
Yes.
Do you need our help, Tommy Two Butts? Because you seem to be handling yourself quite well, even at times when we weren't helping you.
No, I definitely need help. I get lost.
Even in times of great danger.
You think I'm not that smart. I don't know how to find my way back. And if I do find danger, I don't know if I can protect myself.
Okay. So,
so you go back to the writer's room.
All right.
The one where we had troubles with it. And there's the door you came in. There's the door that you went through before. And there's a door to the left. You can go down the path that you came in or that you went through before, or you can go down the other one.
Well, if our main goal is to get Tommy Two Butts back, which maybe there's another thing I'm forgetting about we should be keeping in a mind of, then we should just go back exactly the way we came.
Agreed. To the lab.
All right, you go back to the lab.
Oh my God, there's people in here.
Yeah, there were goblins. I don't know what they were doing, but...
Goblins!
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Retcon.
I feel like we skipped a room. A
little bit of retcon. Yeah.
Retcon incoming.
Because you would have to walk right by these guys.
The zombies again.
If you went the way you came.
Yeah.
Goblins.
So you're taking us back to the goblin room? The goblin ghoul room?
That's the path that you chose.
Yeah. You know, the goblin ghouls.
The goblin ghouls.
All right. So you walk back in the room and the ghoul is left.
Oh, so they're going to be happy.
Yep. Their butts are all returned. They're slapping each other's butts and having a friendly time with each other.
A gay old time.
And they look back. Grab ass. They see the three of you and they go, oh my God, thank you so much. So much for helping us.
How do you know it was us?
All right. Do you not want the treasure then?
Wait. Yeah. We'll take the treasure.
You can keep it.
No, it was totally us. And also Tommy Two Butts had nothing to do with it.
All right. So they reach under the chair, under the pad on the chair that they were holding the ghoul in. And they pull out a small ring box and they throw it to Sumsum.
Oh, nice. Is it openable?
You open it?
Yeah.
And it dissolves into dust.
Oh, fuck.
But then the dust starts swirling around and it...
Is cocaine?
Into a ring of protection.
Oh, all right. Plus ring of protection.
Let me
find out what that does. No, I think it's a ring of protection. It says you gain plus one bonus to AC and saving throws while wearing this ring.
All right. Yeah, you have plus one bonus to your AC and your saving throws. Yeah.
Well, I could have used that at some point. Actually, I don't. I think my rolls were so bad that it wouldn't have helped.
It probably wouldn't help, but you didn't really fight too much anymore.
I'm not married to some kind of zombie now, am I?
No.
Okay, good. Now, if there's anything wrong with that.
Did I not put you guys back into that room with the zombies?
You never did. But
oh, okay. But you knew what it looked like.
I could recall it.
Okay. Now that's probably a good place to stop then.
Okay.
Back
Wait.
At the
Does that mean
the lab?
Oh, we got to the lab. I was gonna say, does that mean something happens when we get to the lab?
No.
Can I don't think. So what happens when we get back to the lab? Is it as we left it?
Yeah. The two goblin assistants there are still you know, going with it. But yeah, then Tommy Two Butts just returns to his work.
Are they happy to see him?
They show no emotion towards it.
The goblins? Or wait, no, they're not goblins. Wait, are they goblins?
Yeah, they're goblins.
Oh. Well, great. I still have the Chud cannon, right?
No, it disintegrates.
Oh, it disintegrated?
Yeah.
Oh.
My God.